Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lisa Shanker is a Chicago Tribune business reporter. And Lisa, you have two articles this week that caught everybody's eyes. North Shore agrees to pay $10.3 million. That's a settlement in COVID-19 vaccine lawsuit over religious exemptions. And the second headline is Illinois health insurers propose price increases for Affordable Care Act exchange plans. Basically, many people still call that Obamacare, but it looks like prices could go up this fall for the over 300,000 people in Illinois who use that exchange to buy their insurance?
Yes. The insurers who plan to offer plans on exchange for next year, which is healthcare.gov, are proposing increasing prices for next year in most cases.
And anywhere from 3 to 16%?
Right. There's a range of average price increases. But yes, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, which is the largest health insurer in Illinois, is proposing an average rate increase of just over 5%. And Celtic Insurance Company, which sells Ambetter plans on the exchange, is proposing an average rate increase of nearly 14%.
As somebody who was not working, and I'm married to a farmer who has to insure himself, prior to working at WGN, we were looking at, you know, do we buy the silver plan or the bronze plan? And it was going to be expensive. It was going to be about $23,000 a year for us to purchase what we call the Affordable Care Exchange Plan or Obamacare, whatever people want to refer to it as. And so it's not like people aren't already paying what I consider to be a pretty big price for this coverage. And some of it is not what you would get through, you know, your employer. So have you gotten any feedback after you published this? Because you're the only person I saw with that information.
You know, I think you're right. It is, for a lot of people, it's a big increase, especially as, you know, one of the advocates I talked to for the article pointed out, as the price of everything else is increasing at the same time. There are subsidies that most people with exchange plans receive that help kind of offset the costs of what they're paying each month for these plans, but not everyone qualifies for those subsidies, and the amounts of the subsidies vary based on the person.
And in 2021, during the height of the pandemic, didn't the president sign a bill into law making those subsidies a bit more generous? Is that coming to an end?
Yes. So that bill that was signed into law, as you said, during the pandemic, made those subsidies more generous and expanded them to more people, like people with even higher incomes than were eligible for the subsidies before. That is scheduled to expire at the end of this year, unless Congress passes something extending that. And the as of right now, there seems to be an agreement among Democrats to include that as part of this bill that gained a lot of attention in the last few weeks about climate change. Mm-hmm. That bill actually also includes a provision that would extend these enhanced tax credits through 2025. And so it seems like the Democrats have agreed on this, but the bill still is a long way from being passed. It's not a guarantee.
Right. And of course, we'll be coming into that period in November where we all have to choose our insurance, make those choices. So the state's largest health insurer, Blue Cross Blue Shield, they're proposing an average rate increase of 5.3%. Celtic Insurance, they sell plans called Ambetter. They're proposing a rate increase of 13.7%. And United Healthcare of Illinois is proposing an average rate increase of nearly 16%. So if it's average rate, does that mean some people might see an increase of above 16%?
It's possible. These insurance companies, they sell like a number of different products on the exchange. So, for example, like with Blue Cross, there's the Blue Precision HMO, And that one is they're requesting only like a 0.6% rate change on that. But then there's another product they sell on the exchange called Blue Choice Preferred, and they're requesting an 8% increase on that. So it's an average of the rate changes for a number of different products that might be sold by one insurance company.
Okay, well, it's good for people to know because that affects over 300,000 people in our state. And unless they read your article, I don't think they're probably aware of what might be coming this fall. And like I said, a lot of people find it already difficult to make that monthly payment. All right, the next headline we wanted to talk to you about, North Shore agreed to pay $10.3 million in a settlement in a COVID-19 vaccine lawsuit over religious exemptions. Was this because people were fired or they were forced to get the vaccine to keep their job? This is a pretty big settlement. And what does it mean for other healthcare institutions that had the same requirements?
Sure. The settlement came out of a lawsuit that was filed in October by 14 workers at North Shore who had asked for religious exemptions to the hospital system's vaccine mandate for COVID-19 vaccines, and they said that they were, most of them, denied or not given proper accommodations. And so they sued, and this settlement, North Shore is agreeing to pay $10 million. It still has to be approved by a judge, but as part of the settlement, North Shore has also said they would rehire workers who were fired for refusing to get vaccinated for religious reasons and change their exemption policy.
And so the $10.3 million, does that go to just those 14 individuals, or are there more people on that lawsuit?
There could be a lot more people. North Shore and the workers, the lawyers representing the workers, are asking the court to allow this settlement to apply to all North Shore workers who were fired or resigned or who got vaccines because they were denied religious exemptions.
And Lisa, do you think this is just the tip of the iceberg? Are more of these lawsuits coming?
The group that represents the workers in this case, the Liberty Council, is involved with litigation about this with other organizations as well. So I don't think North Shore is like the first to be challenged over its vaccine policy. I think the implications of this, it may have employers, especially hospital systems, that still have to have mandates, looking at their exemption policies a little more closely. And, some experts I've talked to have said this may send a signal reminding those employers that you can't just, you have to take each exemption request individually and consider it case by case, that it's maybe not a good idea to have like a blanket policy where all religious exemption requests are denied.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thanks for the work that you put into these articles.
Thank you.